Reforms. The government is working on critical reforms which seek to decriminalize petty offenses and introduce alternatives to prosecution, a move which is geared towards giving young people a second chance. Attorney General, AG, Dorcas Oduor said that the reforms which are in the pipeline are seeking to introduce options to incarceration where open prisons will allow people to go about their duties while they are also serving their prison sentences and will also result in review of the whole bail regime. Speaking during the launch of Ignite Her for Africa, an initiative designed to provide a sustainable support system for women across Africa, Ms. Oduor said, "We are going to come up with an initiative to just re-look at the criminal justice system because, in the whole chain, it is women who suffer." The AG explained that mostly the men commit offenses, but it is their wives who suffer at home when they are left to look after the family as the men are serving jail time. Ms. Oduor, Kenya's first female AG, said that time has come for women to start working together to lift each other as she reiterated her plans to reform the country's criminal justice system to alleviate the suffering of women. "We are calling for reforms for everybody because if we reform the criminal justice system, women's lives improve because we are the ones who carry the society," explained the AG. Ignite Her for Africa founder Esther Wangui Ingachu explained that African women often juggle multiple roles, such as wife, mother, daughter and caretaker, while facing significant challenges in health, economic well-being and cultural and gender stereotyping. From left, Ignite Her for Africa co-founder, Esther Wangui Ingechu, the President's Advisor on Women's Rights, Harriet Chigaya and the Law Society of Kenya, President Faith Odhiambo during the launch of Ignite Her for Africa, an initiative. "The demanding work-life balance in a fast-paced economy poses a formidable challenge, but Ignite Her for Africa is here to make a difference by helping women strike a balance," said Wangui. The Law Society of Kenya President Faith Odhiambo reiterated the urgent need for reforms in the criminal justice system, citing a rise in femicide in sports, especially athletics, due to a lack of knowledge of women's rights and legal protection. "There is still more work for women in the different sectors. As we ignite change, let us take the opportunity to support and raise other women, push for greater transformation and ensure we make a huge difference," said Odhiambo. The Australian High Commissioner to Kenya Jenny D.A. Rin affirmed that after 4 decades, the world is beginning to witness the rise of hardworking, confident, qualified, ethical, professional and intellectual women supporting each other. The President's Advisor on Women's Rights, Harriet Chigai, affirmed the urgent need for women to begin creating safe spaces at home and workplaces to ease growing hate within the society, saying her office is running a Safe Home, Safe Spaces campaign to bring back the warmth within the society. The Ignite Her for Africa initiative is built on 4 pillars, Women Industry Circles of Influence, Africa, celebrating rising women leaders in Africa, Ignite Her for Africa, and inspiring the next generation. These pillars aim to unite accomplished women, recognize and honor remarkable African women leaders, provide training sessions, podcasts and networking events, and bridge the gap between aspiration and achievement through mentorship programs for young girls and women. Ignite Her for Africa provides a platform for women leaders to share their stories, offering a sisterhood where women can be authentic and vulnerable, and addressing the challenge of building a trustworthy and reliable network across African borders to serve as a sustainable support system for professional women, said Ignite Her for Africa co-founder,